In a statement released yesterday, UNICEF said the ongoing violence continues to displace thousands of civilians to internally displaced camps and to neighboring Sudan. Most are looking for refuge in neighboring settlements and UN bases, while others are fleeing into the bush and swamps, said UNICEF's chief communications officer, James Maiden, in South Sudan.
UNICEF joins the humanitarian community in strongly condemning the violence in Upper Nile State, in which reports of deaths, injuries and abductions continue to rise.
Jesper Mola, the acting UNICEF representative in South Sudan, calls it a deeply disturbing, alarming situation unfolding in Upper Nile State. In the statement, he says grave human rights violations are being reported against children and women, along with increasing numbers of deaths and injuries. Children have been separated from their families, while schools have become shelters for those fleeing for their lives, said UNICEF. It also says three healthcare facilities have been suspended after they were looted and destroyed. UNICEF says South Sudan continues to face a humanitarian crisis where hunger and malnutrition are at record highs, and notes that 70% of children are out of school and disease and gender-based violence are rife.
UNICEF and its humanitarian partners are scaling up their response to this unfolding conflict, deploying essential emergency supplies to affected areas, including tents for emergency health clinics and safe spaces, medicine and health supplies, ready-to-use therapeutic food for malnutrition treatment, and hygiene kits.
Maiden says psychosocial support needs are overwhelming, and emergency responders are supporting the life-saving needs of women and children. The UN agency says between 22,000 and 40,000 people are reported displaced or are on the move from the Kodok area on the west bank of the White Nile River. The Children's Agency says some of the people affected are fleeing to the state capital Malakal, where 2,600 other displaced persons have sought protection following years of violence and instability in the region. UNICEF says the protection of the civilians' site in Malakal is filled beyond capacity and that services are stretched to the limit.
No violence against children is justifiable, and we must see an end to the fighting. Children's lives depend on it. UNICEF and our partners are on the ground and will continue to provide life-saving services for children and families to minimize injuries and disease and protect lives and the well-being of children.
South Sudan Army spokesperson Major General Lul Rai Kwong told South Sudan in Focus last week several conflicts we are continuing in parts of Upper Nile. While President Salva Kiir last week directed the chief of South Sudan's defense forces to deploy troops in Upper Nile to deter further conflicts, Kwong says the directive has yet to be translated into military action.
But you know, the Nigerian fight forces in Upper Nile, they are based in Malakal town. And for them to get into to action, the leadership must find ways of arming them, must facilitate their movement from Eastern Bank to Western Bank. So the work of the process of sending troops, the necessary fight forces, the Sholo Kingdom, is a work in progress.
Kwong could not tell this program the scale of the destruction due to the violence, saying the South Sudan Army has no direct access in Fasoda County, the epicenter of the conflict. Fasoda is a territory largely owned by the Sholo Kingdom. The Sholo King was airlifted to Juba by the government 2 weeks ago following the escalation in violence. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Wudu in Juba.